This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 600,000 Coloradans have returned their ballots ahead of Tuesday's election. That number lags well behind the previous off-year election. Roughly 50,000 more people had already voted by this point in 2019. The majority of the ballots cast this year are from people 55 and over. Voters are deciding on three statewide measures and lots of local issues and candidates. Reaching Hispanic Coloradans with information about the COVID vaccine is a challenge. They make up 12% of all vaccinated people in the state, but 20% of the overall population. The advocacy group UNIDAS is pushing information about the benefits of getting vaccinated. Sandra Rivera was passing out flyers at a Walmart in Thornton, north of Denver.
Well, I think it is important because, yeah, you know how last year people suffer and a lot of people passed away for COVID. So now promoting the vaccine, good for everyone.
Rivera has spent the last 6 weeks providing information at Hispanic grocery stores and at the flea market in Commerce City. State health officials have a few tips for safe trick-or-treating and Halloween parties as COVID case counts rise. Outdoor activities can help reduce spread of the virus. Plastic or rubber costume masks are not as effective as medical-grade face coverings, and officials say stay home if you feel sick, and if you haven't been vaccinated, do so ahead of the upcoming holiday season. This is CPR News.